Some of you may not know that I was a musical prodigy. At 4, I composed an opera. At 5, I wrote a complete symphony. And at 5:30, I went and had dinner.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Last night was nostalgia night at our place. Ramona and I flipped through some old record albums and played them. Remember records? They are outselling CDs in some stores now, I'm told. Records were hugely popular back when the earth was cooling and I was attending high school. Recorded here is a part of my past, a part of the good old days, a part of me. Music was highly important to me when I was a teen. I ranked it slightly ahead of eating and some days even ahead of girls. Steve Rendell and I would purchase the latest contemporary Christian albums, rush them home, tape them, then insert them in our car tape decks. Cassette tapes were awesome. My car only cost my dad a shotgun, but that tape deck cost me $300. It was so cool. Who cared about the car? We would gladly trade in all 6 cylinders on 100-watt speakers. No mere machinery could move you like music. I remember the day Steve pulled up in his 1970 Montego. "Climb in," he said, a grin connecting his ears. I lowered my expensive thrift store sunglasses and climbed in. "Roll up your window," he said. I rolled it up. Then, as we pulled away, he calmly inserted a Larry Norman tape and set the volume at about 150 decibels. Moments later, our ears were flapping behind our heads. It was that loud. I was lost and blind, then a friend of mine came and took me by the hand. And he led me to his kingdom that was in another land. Now my life has changed. It's rearranged. When I think of my past, I feel so strange. Wowie zowie, well, he saved my soul. He's the rock that doesn't roll. "Steve," I yelled. "What? That's great. Absolutely great." He turned the volume way back down to about 100 decibels. "You're going to be late for what?" "No," I said, "that's great. Turn the volume back up." Now, you must understand that I was reared in a very conservative community where such practices were frowned upon, where Larry Norman was often confused with Led Zeppelin and Alice Cooper. We were told that this so-called Christian music was shallow and that it would cause us to lose our hearing. Impossible, we said. So we hid our love song records in George Beverly Shea record jackets. "Listen to this," I would say to Dave Adkins as we huddled near my brother Tim's stereo, hoping he wouldn't show up and kill us for touching his stuff. "Lend an ear to a love song. Ooh, ooh, a love song. Let it take you. Let it start." "Wow," said Dave, "that George Beverly Shea is cool." I also began playing music for my mother. I played songs that most adults her age couldn't stand. I don't know what was wrong with her, but she would pull up a chair and sit down. I played songs from singers like Chuck Gerrard, Phil Keaggy, even Petra. Somehow, she cared enough to sit there and listen. And she encouraged me when she heard something she liked, which was twice. You know, the influence of someone who cares is immeasurable. Many parents of that era said, "Turn it down or throw it out." But she who yells the loudest isn't always heard the best. I'm thankful for a mom whose attitude was, "If he's going to listen, I'd like to know what he's listening to." I asked her years later about the talks we had after the music died down. She said she was always looking for ways to teach me about God, and she would take whatever I gave her as a launching pad. The girl was sneaky. She knew Deuteronomy 11:19, "Teach the things of God to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." Sometimes I miss those days. Mom told me once that she missed them too. Although she probably didn't miss the music as much as I miss my hearing.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.